I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The video game review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, and this is the only hour all week where these sports talk networks let me talk video games, and not just sports video games, all video games, and all about video games. The latest, the greatest, retro, whatever's on your mind. And it is a collaborative effort whereby there is a toll-free number. You can call me up at any point with questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. And also just to let us know what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what's overhyped, what's worth our money, what's not. We are in the golden age of video games. Never been more prevalent, ubiquitous, awesome. But a lot of people capitalize on that with some garbage as well. So tell us what you got. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. The number works all over North America. That's right, not just lower in Kintig. My friends in Canada, happy about that for sure. Eh? And my friends in Mexico, El País, amigo. Also around the world, a couple of ways, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails to me, rick at sportsbyline.com. That email address is also important for two other reasons. One, to request the cheat code I'll give out at the end of this at every show. And to win the game, I give away a brand new game every show at 40 after, so about a half hour from now, and you use the email address for that as well. SBNationLive.com, we're on there as well. But also the American Forces Radio Network, terrestrial and extraterrestrial radio and alien on the board. $500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're also on Sirius XM 211. That is the Dan Patrick channel. Where are my truckers out there with their white line fever? We're also on your cable system and 35 million homes on CRN Digital Plus 2. If you want to tweet or X at me, it's at Rick Tittle. So we're going to talk about video games, give one away for the next hour. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. And now it's quiet as a church. 1-800-878-PLAY if you'd like to chime in. So I had a lot of people over the last week ask me what's going on with the EA takeover with the Saudis and Trump's son-in-law and $55 billion. Now it's going to go private. I think there are some people who live in the financial world that probably couldn't explain all the ins and outs of it. But the question is, how does it affect you and me? Just the gamer, if at all, because you'd like to know if it would. So beyond this world record breaking price tag of $55 billion, could it bring wider shifts into the gaming world? And we know that EA with the big sports games like Madden and college football and then things under the Activision umbrella like Battlefield, The Sims, it goes on and on. But going private could potentially grant the company more freedom in developing and distributing. So you might say, well, this is better, right? I have no idea. But it also, marks the latest move in Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, the PIF, private investment fund, to invest in things that make it seem just, great guys, a lot of fun, the golf, the premiership soccer teams, the car racing, people could say sports washing, but whatever it is, however you judge the motives, it's a good investment, $55 billion. Although you might take a while to see that back, maybe it wouldn't, but the transaction still needs to get the green light. So it's the Saudis PIF along with Silver Lake and Affinity. And Affinity is run by Jared Kushner. As I said, that's Trump's son-in-law. So they're trying to do this in the first quarter of 2027. So we're looking at, about 15 months from now. And they say it's going to be all cash. Now, when I was a little kid, I would always think it would be a suitcase full of money. But of course, a lot of times you just sign a check. In other words, the 15 bill wasn't in your bank account and now it is. So the size of the video game market, it just shows what a attractive venture it is from VCs, not Viet Cong, but venture capitalists, because I can tell you that I've never met the guy, but Jared Kushner is probably not a video game enthusiast, but he is an enthusiast in making money like venture capitalists are. And over in Redwood City here in the Bay, where they have like an EA Sports soccer field there too. It's kind of cool if you ever see like the drone shot. But if you think about one of EA's biggest rivals, I mentioned Activision Blizzard, which was snapped up by Microsoft 2 years ago. How much did they pay? Well, they paid $69 billion. $69 billion, which is a lot less than $55 billion, a lot more than $55 billion, but the competition from the mobile game makers such as Epic Games is intensified. So if you take PIF, Silver Lake, Affinity, combining to acquire EA, far exceeds the Texas utility TXU, which was a private sale back in 2007. But as I mentioned, people say, oh, well, if they're private, they get more freedom. Well, what does that mean? Well, you can retool operations without worrying about shareholders or other market scrutiny. And when you have shareholders, they will say, you know what, we need to lose money for three quarters. And when you are answering to other people, they'll be like, no, that's not going to work. It's like, well, if we lose money for three quarters, we think we can, you know, come around and get more later. And they probably won't have the patience for that. We have seen so many times that video games are undercooked and go on the shelf. And you're like, why is this game is not ready? It needs another year or two. And then it's just all patches. Make sure to download this patch, that patch. We think we fixed this. I mean, you just look at Cyberpunk 2020 and coming out of Poland. And that's mostly because it's not that the gamers are like, oh, we promised the public. No, it's screw the public. You promised the people, your investors. And they say, look, we've told everyone, we built a marketing campaign. Everything has to go. That game has to be on the shelf on that day. And then when you come back and say the game's not ready, they say, I don't give a dang. That game's going on the shelf. And so EA doesn't need to answer to those people anymore. But at the same time, you know, gamers like us, we might not be enthralled with suits influencing how the games are made. In other words, there's no checks or balances. Like, all you would need is, I don't know, some guy in Riyadh or Jared Kushner to say, yeah, make sure this game has that. And they have no idea about video games. It's like when a rich person buys a sports team and they have no idea how to run it. So you'd like to think you'd hire people who know what they're doing, delegate power to those same people. So, you know, as they say that some people think, well, a lot of video games, it's that tension that makes good games. you know, that people are waiting for them. And that now that it's going to go private, that they'll take the foot off the gas. Because now they can do whatever they want. And so we'll see if it unlocks an opportunity or not. So I know, you know, Battlefield 6 is coming out next week. I've already pre-ordered it. And, you know, it's still unclear why EA would agree to be acquired right before this launch, you know, when they could really cash in. But you could also similarly argue that the proposed acquisition price, which would be $210 per share, would undervalue what EA has to offer. So, I you know, the other side of it is maybe it could lead to studios being shut down. All right, I'll get into this. We got to run to a break. And if you want to chime in, I'd love to hear from you. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the video game review. I'm Rick Tittle, Sports Byline USA, American Forces Network, SB Nation Live. com, CRN, any which way you can get us. We have a TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all that great stuff. All right, so I know this isn't super fun. Rick, how do you drive people away? No, I just think it's interesting because just a few more things on the economic side with this $55 billion takeover. And as I said, a lot of times smaller studios pay the price as well. EA, the first thing the employees asked is how many of us are going to lose our jobs, which saying that sucks is doesn't even cover it, because you might remember last year EA fired about 5% of their workforce. And in the spring, they said they had about 14,500 employees, and then they laid off another few hundred. And it's not about making ends meet. It's just greed. And I'm not just pointing at EA, because this is, you know, one of the bad parts of capitalism. And as Winston Churchill said, capitalism is the worst form of government in the world, except for all the others, which is a good line. But yeah, you don't have to justify your bottom line, and you're making literally, excuse me, billions of dollars. And if you fire a few hundred people, well, maybe you can get a few extra thousand and that you can keep. And it's not like, you know, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to fire you because the laundromat can only have four people. If we have four, we're going to go bankrupt. It's not one of those things. It's sheer greed. But as I said, that's business, which is lame, but it's true. So the thing about this deal as well is that there's going to be some sizable debt taking on. And you say cash, but you're going to borrow it. And they say that this group, this trio, has about $35 billion in cash, and they'll take on another 20, which is interesting, because if the Saudis wanted to just buy it straight out, they could. So, you know, any direct impact is going to come in the form of what budgets that they give to these studios downstream, and what gets greenlit and what gets canceled. And that's the other thing. It's like, well, you know, Madden is so great and we have this whole staff. And it's like, well, wouldn't Madden be just as great if you fired those 50 people over there? I don't think so. Yeah, we think so. They're pretty important. Nah, they're not that important. So, I mean, look, EA, as I said, I'm pointing at them. Others do it too, but they have shut down some studios over the years. And in fact, Black Panther, the Marvel game, was green lit. But when they shut down Cliffhanger Games, they're like, well, I guess there's no more Black Panther. Aha. So getting back to Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth PIF, which already holds a 10% stake in EA and is already a minority investor in Nintendo, which you might not know. And if you think about the younger audiences and the majority of people living in Saudi Arabia right now, under 30 years old, they're saying is 63% the last time they did a census. So trying to appeal to the youngsters there. But I saw a quote from Amanda Cote, who is professor at Michigan State, and she was talking about the attempted EA acquisition. is in line with those PIF moves. And the competitive gaming platforms like ESL, Faceit, and some of the other portfolios. So, and you know, you can get into the Amnesty International and human rights and allegations and facts and sports washing and other things as well. So having connections to the Saudi government and the Trump administration could be speed bumps as well, you know, in the same deal. Now, this isn't fascinating, but it's all about how does it affect us. It has nothing to do with politics. I really don't care who you voted for. Could not care less who you voted for. All right. That's not what this show is about. But somebody else was asking me today, how do tariffs, are they going to affect gamers? You know, when do we see the real, you know, the meat on the bone if we're going to have it? Well, effective this week, a couple days ago, we saw that Xbox Series X is having a jump increase of $50. So now if you want to buy one, instead of $600, it's $650. And that was $500 6 months ago. So we've seen it go up $150. And if you want to get the really slick 2 terabyte Galaxy Black Special Edition, that's now $800. So that's gone up $200. And so those tariff costs on the consumer, the subscription service becoming more expensive, and so the hardware increases, and Microsoft tuned to the flagship service, Xbox Game Pass Ultimate Price, that is now $30 a month instead of $20 a month. And so Microsoft, with some blushes, has highlighted some benefits with the pass, that now if you do pay the $30 a month, you get access to 400 plus games, and you get day one releases. You'll automatically have subscriptions like Fortnite Crew and Ubisoft Plus Classics. But the underlying driver is the same. It's just the macroeconomic environment. It's blamed for all the hikes. They're effectively repricing the entire ecosystem to manage rising costs. And then they move their financial burden from hardware to point of sale. That's right, POS. You are a POS. Point of sale. That means for us. And so Microsoft says it's industry-wide, and it is. Sony raised the price of the PS5, $50. Nintendo has been very much adamant about holding the line on the Switch 2 because it just launched. They don't want to be raising the price so soon after launch. But the pattern is clear, and that tariffs are affecting the video game world. So the gamers' cumulative impact is, you know, becoming a breaking point, because conversations now between gamers, whether it's social media or online forums, there's a lot of frustration, and there are a lot of people who question the value proposition, with some people announcing they'll cancel subscriptions. And the common sentiment, I think, is that at these prices, those recurring payments will lose some appeal as well. So it's, you know, this isn't about opportunity, but just a needed and an important response to the new trade pressures as you see it. It also signals the era of just super, quote unquote, cheap gaming as well. So it's one thing to say, hey, man, you know, we can't do anything about it. We're just, you know, we're passing, you know, factory dealer incentive, like you buy a car or something. But I know plenty of people, and maybe you're one of them, that get just the smallest increase. You know, it's like when Netflix was $7.99 a month and they go, okay, now it's going to be $10.99 a month. And I knew a guy who's like, I'm out. I remember one time I was interviewing an MMA fighter and I had this rejoin music. It was like auto-tune. It was my voice. And he's like, oh, that during the commercial, he's like, that's hilarious. Where'd you get that? I said, I did it on an app. He goes, oh, what's the app? And I go, I said, it's this. It's 99 cents. And he's like, no way. And I went, really? He goes, I already pay enough for my phone. There's no way they're getting that extra 99 cents from me. I'm like, all right. Everybody has their own line in the sand. I get it. But it just shows you it's big business. People like Kushner and Saudis that have no idea. They do know how to make money. So everybody's glomming on. Let's just hope it doesn't kick the video industry in the crotch, so to speak. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a break. We'll come on back. We'll give away a brand new game. We'll also talk about what's new on the shelves this week. Get on back on the Video Game Review.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Video Game Review.
Right.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review 40 After the Hour. And as promised, this is when I give away a brand new game. And this is a good one. Sometimes they're okay. This is a good one. It's called Ghost of Yotei. Y-O-T-E-I. Japanese. Ghost of Yotei. This just came out 3 days ago. And it is a PS5 exclusive as we speak. It's developed by Sucker Punch. Published by Sony. Rated M. Blood and gore, intense violence, drug references. Here's the blurb. Quote, set in the lands of Mount Yotei, Ghost of Yotei takes place more than 300 years after the events of Ghost of Tsushima, or as we also say, Tsushima. But I'm always told in Japanese, you don't say Hiroshima, you say Hiroshima. So we know how great Ghost of Tsushima was. And right now, getting very good reviews. I was watching a cinematic of a fight with two katanas, and they were both protagonists were knee deep in blue flowers, very beautiful. Seeing guys shot out of towers with bow and arrow, a lot of fantastic hack and slash with samurai swords, and then just beautiful, Mount Fuji in it. Of course, they're going to call this Mount Yotei, but it looks exactly like Mount Fuji. Looks like Fujiyama. Beautiful scenery as well. But let me give you the question. And the question is this game about feudal Japan, or is this game about the J League, the soccer league in Japan? What? Yeah, I know. Second correct answer wins. Email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and second correct answer will win for the PS5. Ghost of Yotei, developed by Sucker Punch and published by Sony Interactive Entertainment. Now, as this game really leans into it, and as I said, 300 years, this is the 1600s and the wildernesses of Hokkaido. And it has some optional modes that will change the game, the way the game looks and sounds. And one is black and white, if you want. There were three different Japanese directors, film directors, who influenced this. And Jason Connell with Sucker Punch said, quote, in the Akira Kurosawa mode that we have created and partner with the Kurosawa estate, we really try to embody some of those earlier films. And now that mode just doesn't go grainy black and white. Connell says there's always movement in the frames, like wind and rain and hair and cloth. So there's an accelerated and accentuated amount of wind inside this mode. And it tries to pay homage to this classical samurai cinematographer and director, Akira Kurosawa. I mean, you think about the way the technology's gone now. You're basically making three different games. What mode would you like? We can't do that. But there are two living filmmakers. There are Takashi Miike, and he's the guy who did 13 Assassins. And there's also Shinichiro Watanabe, famous for anime series like Cowboy Bebop, also Samurai Champloo. O'Connell says, quote, people can come in and say, hey, I've seen some of these films when I was a kid, or maybe I love these films. You can play the game through that lens, and it sort of changes the experience. So what is about the Takashi Miike movies? Connell said, it's really inspired by a film called 13 Assassins that he made, especially the latter half of the movie. It's 40 minutes of interesting action move sets inside of combat. As a video game, you're looking for classy ways to bring combat a fresh take, and especially a game that's inspired by samurai cinema. So we are honored to get, that we get to celebrate him as a filmmaker inside of our game in this mode. If you turn it on, it presents the combat in a more intimate way. You get a bit closer in the combat experience. It gets a little bit muddier, and it's a little bit bloodier. It feels very personal, and that story deserves that. So, you know, so some people say, oh, is it too gory? If you're asking that question, you probably shouldn't be playing video. It's like when you go to a movie, oh, is it too gory? It's like, just don't even try it. But they do try to have a balance. It's not just having heads roll everywhere. Otherwise, it's just a horror game. You want to keep it somewhat somewhat the same. But I mentioned Shinichiro Watanabe, the Cowboy Bebop, very legendary in the anime space. And you might remember Samurai Champloo. He was one of the first people that brought together the samurai-adjacent anime experience with beats. That's right. And Connell says, and it's funny, you know, we've watched people play Ghost of Tsushima, and after our game was done, which was a very classical sort of samurai cinematic video game, and then people would take videos of it, and they would put lo-fi music over the top. So we asked him, hey, you started this. We'd be honored if you could create 5 or 6 tracks, maybe a remix or two of our current score, and place that into the experience for our players. Some people might not use it because they just love the orchestral, beautiful music that we have for the score, but some people are going to like it. I think that they're fans like myself. I would be very ecstatic to see a mode like this in the game. I always just think of that Kill Bill, that beep, 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 dun, 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 dun. Yeah. So anyway, this game is going to be big and beautiful, and people are going to like it. All right. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. I have one here from Harry. What's up, Harry? He asked me if the Jack in the Box video game is any good. Well, you know what's funny is that over the years, just about everyone trying to get your dollar is going to try to attract you, video game one way or the other, or movies. You know, like Burger King right now has a haunted menu, and, you know, we've had Jurassic Park, just you name it. They'll try and get together with fast food. I remember my Inglorious Bastards McDonald's extra value meal. No, I made that one up, but it's not too far. But I do remember years ago, Burger King had an actual CD disc that you could put in your Xbox 360, and it had a game. And it was the you know, that fathead Burger King dude, you know, where this, it's just a mask and he's always smiling. But he was on a little, like, go-kart, and you rode it through people's backyard fences. And it was for the Xbox 360. And I remember I got it and I put it in just out of curiosity. And this is what I'll say. It wasn't bad for free. If you pay $69.99 plus tax, you'd be like, what a piece of garbage. But for free, it was worth playing for about 20 minutes. But what Harry's talking about now is that Jack in the Box, in their app, now, I've yet to go for the fast food app. I do have friends who swear by it, and then you go through a drive-thru, and they just say their name, and it's already been ordered, and they get discounts, and it's probably the right way to go. But they have a game called Deal Quest Revenge of the Munchies in their app, and you fight evil AI Munchie Meals in a haunted restaurant. Now, Munchie Meals are the boxes you get late night. I'm not going to pretend like I've never had one, because I have had. But as you go through the game, you get QR codes, and they're for free drinks. Buy one, get one tacos. They're already 99 cents. Jumbo Jack down to $3. And then if you're really good, you can enter some sweepstakes. And you can get a custom Jack in the Box gaming PC. That's exactly right. Oh, you can also get 50% off onion rings. So this isn't like anything that's going to, it's not going to change your life, obviously. But to answer your question, Harry, I haven't played it. And to be really, not that I'm trying to be smug, I'm not going to play it. Maybe you could, and you could give us a report. That's good. All right, let's take a look at the new games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Karamara Beneath the Forlorn Limbs. This is PC and Mac. 2XKO PC. Blood of Maron. X and S, 5 PC. Captured, Xbox Series X and S. Deathground, PC. Dungeons and Dragons with Stranger Things. Welcome to the Hellfire Club. Very interesting game for the PC. RV Camp Simulator, DLC for your phones and PC. And Mac. It's Android and Apple. King of Meat, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Oneway.exe, PC and Mac. Road to Karatal, K-A-R-A-T-L. Or Road to K-A-R-The-A-T-L, PC. Seafarer, the ship sim. And this is taking out those huge tankers that have the full huge cargo on it. Shrine's Legacy on the PC. Sopa, Tale of the Stolen Potato, Xbox One, X and S, and PC. Star Wars Beyond Victory, a mixed reality playset, the PC. Comfy Girl, Lofi Companion, PC. Super Mining Max on everything except the PC. Absolum, Switch, PC, 5 and 4. Blue Protocol, Star Resonance, your phones and PC. Bye Bye Sweet Carol, X and S, PC, Switch, and 5. Dice a Lot, looks like a knight, like Camelot or Lancelot, PC. Lost Eidolon's Veil of the Witch, 5, Switch, X and S. Lost in Fanta Land. And this isn't about a German soda company. It's a fantasy game. 4, 5, Switch. And finally, The Lacerator on the PC with horrifyingly scary box art on that one. You might want to check that out. All right, let's take a break. We will come on back with the cheat code on the other side of the video game review.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. And just a couple of minutes left in the Video Game Review. Time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for some of these older classic games, y'all. This one's from Grant. Grant says, how do I become Superman in GTA 5? Well, yes, getting around in a car is passe. Why not fly around like Superman? So this is on the 360 and the 3. Are you ready for this? By the way, and it's two different codes. You didn't tell me which one. For the 360, it's LB, LT, RB, RT, left, right, LB, LT, RB, RT, left, right. If you're on the PS3, it's L1, L2, R1, R2, left, right, L1, L2, R1, R2, D2, left, right, on the 3. I don't expect you to remember that. I will email you back the answer again, but yes, this is why I don't like Grand Theft Auto games, because I can't resist. I immediately get a code where I like get the chopper and I just start shooting missiles at everyone. Why would I try to earn it when I can have it instantly? Instant gratification. Thank you for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it next week. I'm Rick Tittle, and you now have 6 days and 23 hours until we meet again.